T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think the beard is a cooler look. I think guys that grow mustaches a lot of times have patchy sides for their beards, so they just stick with the mustache.
I think I've shown I can grow a beard with no patchy sides. I have respect for my elders, you know, especially when they're much, much elder. Be respectful. I'm gonna have respect for my elders, you know, especially when they're much, much, much elder.
Much, much elder. Much, much elder. Much, much elder. Much, much elder. Much, much elder.
Approaches and we're underway in Jacksonville. Trips to the right, an empty backfield for Fitzpatrick on third and goal from the 3. Looking to his left, fires, end zone, touchdown. Preston Williams with his first score of the year.
What a opening drive by the Miami Dolphins. That's as good a drive, guys, and as balanced a drive as we've seen Jimmy in a long time.
Be respectful.
Back to throw Fitzpatrick. Throws a downfield pass by Gesicki. Touchdown, Miami.
Mike Gesicki goes up, gets another one. Boy, tall and athletic in the end zone.
His second touchdown of the year.
How about Mike Gesicki's confidence right now, going up to get the football and having fun, man? What a drive.
Much, much elder.
Much, much elder. Much, much elder. Much, much elder. Much, much
I don't know
elder.
If he can grow a beard. The mustache is his look. He rocks it. I'll stick with the beard and the chest hair and the senior citizen look.
It's an empty backfield.
Yeah, when all else fails, into the backfield and let Ryan Fitzpatrick run around, right?
Well, or quarterback draw. And there it is. Quarterback draw. Touchdown, Miami.
They love playing with him.
Yes, they do. Mobbing him in the end zone.
His first rushing touchdown of the year.
First and 10 from the 26 to the Dolphins. The Dolphins lead 31-13, late fourth quarter. Minshew, back shoulder, and it's picked off by Xavier Howard. And that is the first interception by the Dolphins this season. The Dolphins defeat the Jaguars 31-13 on the road in Jacksonville. The first victory of the 2020 season.
I don't know if he can grow a beard.
I'm gonna have respect for my elders, you know, especially when they're much, much elder. Be respectful.
The mustache is his look. He rocks it. I'll stick with the beard and the chest hair and the senior citizen look.
Be respectful.
The Dolphins gave us pleasure.
Dominate win. Dominant. Dominant.
I didn't know what to do last night. We haven't experienced pleasure like that when it comes to the Dolphins. And Ryan Fitzpatrick put up a game, and Mike Gesicki put up a game. And I'll be honest with you, Devontae Parker toughed it out, man. I was so impressed with him yesterday because you could see that he was hobbled by that hamstring, and he was out there. And our own Channing Crowder continued his torrid hot streak gambling. The guy can't lose. Now, if you were listening to me and Dono yesterday, it was the end of the – I had said all show long, not betting the Dolphins game. I just want to watch it. I don't want to bet against them. I'm just going to watch and enjoy some primetime Dolphins football. And – man, about 5:30, 5:45, came back from a commercial break, and I said to Dono, well, I got to tell you, we just put in something on the Dolphins, Dolphins money line, Dolphins plus the points. Crowder knew it, and the torrid hot streak continues. You called it. You called it. A nice victory by the Dolphins, and you called it.
Yeah, man. And it was funny because I was doing the pregame show, and, you know, we talk about, you know, we talk about everything on the pregame show. We break down it all. But then we had a guy on from Jacksonville. His name was DeRico. He covers the Jags for ESPN. And he was talking about, Sharks is out, their number one receiver. And who else? So I'm looking back just researching. I'm like, who's going to be the, who's going to step up? You know, who is Xavier going to cover? I'm just doing research for the show, Hawk. And I look, and everybody has two catches after Sharks. And I'm like, there's no second receiver? And that's when I text you. I'm like, bro, I don't know who Minshew's going to throw the ball to. And the Dolphin game plan played right into it. They ran a zone. They didn't have to lean either way. They just zoned up soft zone and made tackles in front of them. And I kind of knew what was going to happen after I saw the weapons that Minshew was dealing with. So, yes, that was a big win by the Dolphins. And honestly, Hawk, I love it because there was not a second in that game that you did not know who the better team was.
It was from the moment it started to the moment it finished. They jumped out by that 2-touchdown lead. They never looked back. You know, it was never in doubt. It was just a really good, convincing victory over a Jaguars team that looked very good last week, by the way. And Ryan Fitzpatrick gave us the game. Like, he has the games that he has, and then he has those games. And all I can say is the Dolphins gave us pleasure last night. Yes. And we have not had that through the first 2 weeks. So it was fun.
And I would like to apologize to Miles Gaskin. He has the first name, no S on the second name. His name confuses me. But, bro, he's our premier back, and let's ride with it. Because we ran 36 times for 138. That is a performance. Not going to win a Super Bowl, but that keeps the defense honest.
Yeah, no doubt. He is very productive. And you had said after the first week, how can this guy be your workhorse when you've got, you know, Breida on the team and Jordan Howard on the team? And no, it's very clear after three games, he can be your workhorse, and he looks good. So today is going to be something special. It's Friday. We are two nights through of a four-night stretch, and we're 2-0 so far because the Heat won Wednesday. Dolphins did their thing last night. If the Heat can do their thing tonight, they're going to the NBA Finals, and then you've got Canes and FSU tomorrow night. So we are two nights through, and tonight will be night number three, and we have so much, so much to get to today. We'll do our 15 minutes of Heat this hour. Mike Inglis, the radio voice from the Miami Heat Basketball Network, he's going to join us. Desmond Howard is going to join us this hour from College Game Day. We'll talk a little Canes FSU. Game Day is in town tomorrow. And then 3 o'clock hour, we'll get our gamble on. Lee Sterling will join us. We'll get his picks. And then we'll all take a trip to Viva Hawk Vegas. And Crowder will give you some breakdown of the Dolphins game. We will celebrate the greatness that is Alejandro Solana, a man who epitomizes Heat culture. It has gotten even greater since what transpired yesterday. We'll get to that. There is so much to get to today. It's almost hard to keep it all in check. We'll start here with headlines with the aforementioned Alejandro Solana. Yeah, play that Dolphin sound.
By the way, we talk about Miles Gaskin. Jordan Howard is going to set records this year, I think, for touchdowns with the least amount of yards in the history of the NFL.
I mean, the moment they're at the 1 yard line, you're just going, all right, bring in Howard.
Is it fair that I get mad that he has a shield on and not playing well? It's so weird. I'm like, man,
you have
take
to
that
earn your shield.
Yeah, bro, you look too sweet to have 19 carries for 16 yards. Take that damn shield, though.
Earn that shield.
All right, guys, the Dolphins did win 31-13, a convincing win, as you were just talking about. We got our Fitzmagic game yesterday. We got our Fitzmagic postgame as well yesterday. Ryan Fitzpatrick had the hamburger meat all out on national TV. He was wearing the South Beach T-shirt or button-down. I mean, we really got all of what Fitzmagic, what we thought
the only thing he was
South
missing
Florida.
Was one of those metal detectors. That would have been great if he had like one of those beach metal detectors.
In my text to you about gambling, I talked about the number one receiver, and what was the last thing I said? Old boy talk trash to Fitzy.
Old boy talk trash to Fitzy.
Bro, Fitzy, he was running over linebackers. He was dropping his shoulder. That was, bro, primetime Fitzy is something. I saw people talking about it on Twitter. Bro, Fitzy knows if the nation's watching him and if the nation's not
so
watching him.
So true. He has a ball out there on primetime. Like, he's just, he's having the time of his life. He's dropping his shoulder. He's 100 years old. It's great.
All right, guys. They host Seattle next Sunday, October 4th. So obviously, they're off this Sunday.
Well, let's enjoy the next 9 days.
Why'd you bring that up, man? Let's talk about the Jaguars. Leave that alone.
Back to excitement. Game 5, Heat Celtics tonight, 8:30 p.m.
Gentlemen, sweep. Five game foot long.
Five game gentlemen sweep for the Miami Heat. The Marlins beat the Braves 4-2 last night.
Talk about it.
Yeah, their magic number to clinch is 2.
Talk about it.
Sandy Alcantara's on the mound.
No. 2 Sandy? Wins, 1 playoff.
UMFSU tomorrow, 7:30.
Bring it.
FIU versus Liberty tomorrow.
Well.
Okay. And Inter Miami, they play the Union on Sunday at 7:30
p.m. Crowder's Florida. Florida Ole Miss. Yeah. Old Lane Kiffin.
You know what? It's funny because Florida and UM have very similar games tomorrow where we should just bash their mouth in. We'll see what happens.
Right, but we'll see what happens. Lane Kiffin, you know Lane Kiffin likes to put a wrinkle into things.
Lane Kiffin has 3 chins right now. I don't know. Lane done gave up life, man. I don't think Lane's going
to
do it.
Get down to the South, right? You start eating all that fried food, yeah. Man. He is living a good life.
Oh, yeah. In Boca, he was on quinoa bowls. Now
right.
He's in Mississippi.
Because it's right across the street from that Whole Foods. FAU is like right across the street from Whole Foods. He's like, how many more salads can I have? Now he's eating like a pecan cluster for breakfast.
Mac and cheese and ribs for lunch. Yeah, boy. Lane's living it up in Mississippi.
Yeah, man.
You got to say it like that, Hawk. Mississippi. Don't say all the letters. Just say Mississippi.
Mississippi.
They don't have Bolle in Mississippi.
Hey, man, you seen this place over here? Put rice in a big bowl. Right. Nobody want no damn rice.
Bolle of rib tips.
They're opening up a Bolle in Kendall. I'm stoked, man.
Yeah. No, Bolle is good.
Tonight,
right in Mississippi.
Let's get to weather right now. 82 degrees tonight, the lows. We'll drop to 76.
Let me get the quinoa bowl, and I'll take some extra butter on that. I'm sorry, butter? What?
Yeah.
I don't have butter. Yeah, but drizzle a little butter. They love to drizzle stuff in Mississippi, right? They drizzle. Oh, drizzle me a little butter on that.
Ask somebody in Mississippi if they want quinoa. I don't know him. Is he kin to Kenny? Because Kenny lived down there, too. He got something else in him than what I am. Yeah, man. Come on, bro. Bolle ain't making it.
That's your weather.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Mount Rushmore of chicken wing flavors. Honey barbecue, mild, medium, and boneless.
Okay. Boneless? That's a flavor, though, Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, Desmond Howard's there. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And what can be said about Desmond Howard? Obviously, we watch him every Saturday on College Game Day. I think that is mandatory viewing for any football fan. But his football career is something of legend, right? Heisman Trophy winner, Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, number retired by the University of Michigan. I mean, it's a pretty badass resume to walk into anywhere with.
And,
so very close to yours, Crowder. Very close.
And the reason that I spent hundreds of dollars on wristbands when I was in high school because I wanted to look like Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard. So College Game Day is here in Miami tomorrow, Des. Are you guys on campus or you're at Hard Rock Stadium?
We're at the Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah, we're not going to be on campus. We were on campus a couple of years ago, and that was just outstanding.
Oh,
I wish we could do that
remember.
Again. That was incredible. Oh man, I loved it. But I loved that whole Saturday was perfect from game day to the actual game. It was just like it couldn't have gone any better. But now we'll be up at Hard Rock, so I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun.
We were at that game. Me and Crowder went to that game. That was the Notre Dame game a couple years ago. And Crowder, who loves to pick on the University of Miami as much as he can, even though I know he secretly loves them, he looked at me. We were in a suite. He looked at me after that interception, that first interception.
Trajan Bandy.
And Crowder looked at me and he goes, "Holy hell, this place is electric." Like that was a scene there a couple years ago.
No, you're right. It was incredible. It was electric. And let me say first that I live in Miami, and I love listening to you guys, your show. I think you guys got incredible chemistry, so you guys do a fantastic job. I saw Crowder at a little Super Bowl shindig in February, and I told him that, too. I don't know if you remember that. I saw you at that little party they had. I said, "Man, you guys do a great job on the radio, man. You guys do a tremendous job." So it was really – really cool for me to get a chance to be on here with you guys. Don't give him crap about saying. Does he really say us when he says like Miami?
Every now and then he slips up.
Bro, how do you slip up like that, bro? I mean,
every day.
Go ahead.
2 to 6 every day. We're taking Canes calls. I'm breaking down the Canes. I know every player on the team. Dez, I know every player that's in the NFL that played for UM over the last 10 years. I just slip up every now and again because it's on me. It's on my chest.
I got you, brother. I got you. All right. You get a pass.
Talking about the Canes, though, I gave them a hard time, too, that they started out in the top 25 after what happened last year. We know the addition of De'Aaron King, Roche, they have some grad transfers. Now we've seen a couple games. UAB didn't impress me, but that Louisville game did impress me. What's your thought of the Canes, new rebuild, De'Aaron King, Manny Diaz Canes? What's your thought on this team?
I like what I see. I like what I've seen so far. I think that they've they've brought in some really important pieces, like you said, some grad transfers who I wouldn't say necessarily fit the system, that they've been able to use their skill set better for the system in which they've implemented. Don't forget now, we got a new OC, too. So now you got Rhett Lashley, and now he brings the spread. And so now that fits De'Aaron King and what he wants to do. And then defensively, oh, my God. I mean, those two ends, man, they're just like hell in cleats, the way they're coming off the edge, Roche and Phillips. So far, so good. I was impressed by the Louisville game. What was crazy to me, if you guys – look at those two long touchdowns that the Canes had. They had a 75-yard reception for a touchdown. They had a 75-yard run for a touchdown. And in both plays, like, Louisville's defense didn't have, like, anybody on that side of the ball, which is the offense's right side of the ball, in the secondary. Like, if you remember, it was like it was nobody over there. Like, guys ran, like, 30, 40 yards before they were, Cam Harris ran, like, I guess, like maybe 75 before he was touched going into the goal line because he had to dive. And then the receiver, no one was near him for that whole, 75 yards that he ran. So there were a couple of blown assignments from Louisville that caused some big plays. But overall, I'm impressed with the way that they were able to go on the road, keep their composure, play a sound game offensively and defensively, because Louisville has some really, really, really good wideouts too. But I thought they did a good job in all three phases and came away with a nice victory.
Desmond Howard, ESPN's College Game Day. They're in town, and then the game tomorrow will be on ABC, their primetime game. They're fun. And us Canes fans, like, we're watching them. We go, this is the real deal. Like, we've got a real quarterback, and they're good on both sides of the ball. But how would they fare against Clemson? They're going to play Clemson. From what you've seen, how will Miami fare against Clemson?
I think they will be competitive. I think that as the season grows older, they become more confident. Now, when the season starts, you just look at Clemson. They're like head and shoulders above everyone else in college football, except maybe in Alabama and possibly Ohio State, right? But when it comes to the ACC, it's like, okay, no one's close to Clemson. It's just they're in a league of their own. But I believe that, when you have these teams, they're kind of young, but they got like some veteran leadership. They got these grad transfers. They got these guys who play with a chip on their shoulders, and they know that this is an opportunity now to just like cement their legacy by knocking off a Clemson team that, you know, just been a top dog for so long. It just motivates these guys, and I think you'll get their A game, and I think they'll be able to compete with the Clemson Tigers. So, it's, you know, we got a lot of football left. If they were playing Clemson today, you know, I would say, hey, it's been nice, but they're not ready for that monster over there yet. But since they, you know, get them down the road, get a couple more victories under their belt, I think this is going to be a big game for them. Anytime, you know, despite what's going on up in Tallahassee, despite how the Seminoles looked against Georgia Tech, when you play your in-state rival, there's just something that comes out of both teams. Now, I think that Florida State will bring their A game. I think that's going to happen out the gate. But how long can you sustain that level of play is what's going to be the key. So despite the fact that they put some just horrendous football on tape against Georgia Tech, I would caution the Hurricanes about thinking that the same team that they saw on tape against Georgia Tech will be the same team that they're going to see Saturday night at the Hard Rock, at least for that first quarter. Now, as time goes on, Crowder can tell you as the game grows older, then the cream rises to the top, and that's when you see what's what.
And, Dez, you talking about the cream rising to the top. I was going to ask you about the champion this year, 2020 college football champion, college football playoffs. They're doing it all. Is it harder to win this year? Well, what's going on? We all know what's 2020, what 2020 done to us, Dez. Is it harder to win? Is it easier to win because there's less games, there's less chance for injury? Or do you think this year's champion's right on par with 2019 and 2022 champion?
Man, you know, because of this, the unknown, I would love to say D, all of the above, because I just don't know. I mean, none of us know. This is like touch and go. I mean, we've had so many games that have been either canceled or postponed, and we're getting them on a regular basis. So, you know, the Pac-12 just decided that they're going to play. The Big Ten decided a week ago that they're going to play. But they didn't leave themselves like a large margin of error. You know, it's like they're 8 games in 8 weeks for the Big Ten. And as we see how teams are starting to, you know, postpone games or cancel games and try to reschedule because they have open dates, they don't have an open date. So I say this because I think that the College Football Playoff Committee, they're going to really have their hands full trying to just pick these teams based on who had a full schedule, who played what they deem a tough schedule, who had, you know, more difficult opponents. Even if you run, say if you have an Ohio State team and they're supposed to have an 8-game schedule, say they only get 6 games in. But, you know, those 6 games, and they're 6-0, but in those 6 games were against, you know, maybe they beat Penn State and they beat Michigan. So now it's like, okay, well, they beat the stronger teams in their conference, but they only play 6 games. Like, they have to, like, really sit there and subjectively look at these teams. The eye test, I think, is going to be really critical. You know, do you just think this team looks better on film than other teams who may be who may have a similar record or even a better record, maybe a one-loss team compared to an undefeated team? Like, it's just so many different variables coming into this college football playoff equation that we're just trying to, you know, get through the season first. Like I said, because you have so many cancellations, so many postponements. First, we need to get through the season. And then when all the dust settles and all the smoke clears, then we'll see who are the teams that are standing, and we'll try to – well, not we, because I'm not part of that. They will try to evaluate the teams that are left as best as they possibly can. But this is going to be – man, it's going to be a mess. Hey, you guys are going to have a lot to talk about. This is going to be a mess.
All we wait for is content, Dad. We don't care if it's good, bad, or otherwise. We just need content.
You're going to get some content, brother. Believe me.
Yes, sir. But one more question now. And one other thing going on this year is the social justice movement. You know what I'm saying? The NBA with the Black Lives Matter, the names on the back of their jersey, NFL, you know, we're going through it. But college football, the HBCU week on ESPN, this week, there's Deion Sanders going to Jackson State University. That push for the historically black colleges and universities, they're trying to get funding, you know, with the ESPN push, and I love it. I have no problem with it. But there's, honestly, how long will it take for an HBCU to catch up with my alma mater at UF or your alma mater at Michigan? How long would that really take?
No, no, that's an excellent question. And I really hope that with Deion going to an HBCU, going to Jackson State, that he will be able to recruit and start to pluck some of these five-star athletes who are going to, like, the Floridas or the Michigans or the Alabamas or the Clemsons. And then that it will start like a trend. I forget, there's a young man, I forget his name, but he's a five-star basketball player, I think out of Los Angeles. Anyway, he's one of the top, if not the top, recruit in the country, and he committed to Howard. So if that turns into a trend, as more guys start to follow, it only takes, like, I would say, a couple of teams that can compete on that highest level for it to be something of significance like you speak of. So I think that with Deion going there to Jackson State, if he's able to bring, like I said, some of those five-star athletes there and they're able to have some success, I think it can happen sooner rather than later.
Desmond Howard, ESPN's College Game Day is in Miami tomorrow. Canes and FSU, who's going to be the guest picker? Let us know.
Man, you know what? I don't know. I know they tossed out a couple of names, but we don't have a definite person yet, so I don't want to spoil that. But if they get the person that they're trying to get, you will be pleasantly surprised.
All right, I'll be watching. That's a good radio tease. That's a good radio TV tease.
Not be disappointed, my friend. Trust me on that one, Mark.
Fair enough. Desmond Howard, College Game Day tomorrow. Thank you for making time for us, Desmond. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys, my pleasure. Stay safe and keep up the great work.
We shall try. All right. Desmond Howard, it is Canes FSU week. It feels exciting, especially when game day's in town.
And, Hawk, I don't take compliments well. I felt funny when he said we do a good job. That's Desmond Howard, man.
I immediately did a lap around my block. That's why I was quiet for so long. I was like, I got to jog this one off. I was feeling myself. All right, let's take a break. We'll
thank
come
you.
Back.
Thank you.
I don't think either of us said thank you. It was like we didn't know what to do. We froze up. I'm so used to reading texts that are like, you're garbage. I'm like, huh? What do I do? All right, quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I don't think Michael Jordan has that much love for a guy that was so integral. I don't know.
Hock and Crowder.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. Getting the 3 o'clock hour start a little bit late, but Desmond Howard, when he's talking about the Miami Hurricanes and actually not dismissing out of hand, out of pocket, that they could compete with Clemson, I'm not cutting that off. I'll listen to that for as long as it... long as it goes over the break. I like hearing that. So he was very good. Obviously, on a Friday, we have fun, and today is one of those loaded potatoes of a Friday. And before we get to headlines here, in this hour, we are going to talk with Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. We'll get his pick for Canes and FSU tomorrow night, and we'll get his pick for the Heat game tonight. And then we'll go to Viva Hock Vegas. We'll bring in Jen Figueroa and Dono. You think Dan Day is going to join us, Solana?
Maybe, but I wouldn't on it. I wouldn't bet on
Still, he's living on the beach in a shack. He's like he's become a nomad. Beach nomad.
Thank you, hit him on the head.
It's a 305.
Dolly.
God bless Dolly.
305 hits hard on a Friday.
He is living like Tom Hanks in Castaway on purpose. He's not Castaway. He's just living like Tom on the beach.
It's like when I watch My 600-Pound Life and I look at it and go, huh, that looks romantic to me. He looks at Castaway and he's like, what a great vacation idea that is. Like, everybody's got their own little take on things that other people see different ways. Real quick, before I get to headlines here, because this is a loaded potato of an hour. Real quick, did the Dolphins, in your mind, turn a corner on the season last night?
No, they beat a terrible team.
Okay.
And I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but
No. I want your true take after watching that, because I think some Dolphins fans would be excited and say, yeah, they put it together. Like, the first two games were preseason games, and now this is what the team really is. But I don't know how bad Jacksonville really is, because they looked good the week prior.
Yeah. No, I can't say they turned the corner, and I don't want to do this, Huck, because now I'm going to go the opposite way of how I could have answered this question just to give Dolphin fans that little boost of ego. I think this pushes back Tua's starting opportunity further more than anything. That's all it did.
Right.
Well, you're not putting Fitzy on the bench after that game. There's no chance.
No, not at all. I mean, that's not even a conversation anymore, right?
Yeah. And No, hell no. I mean, 31 points? Bro, I saw something that was the biggest win deficit since 2017 or something. Like, yeah, man.
That was the first double-digit win for the Miami Dolphins since December of 2017. That is a staggering stat.
Yeah, now that was – I didn't know that. That was something that took 3 years to get there. But, yeah, what's about to happen to Hawk now, bring it all around? Who are they about to play? Seattle, the 49ers? These next four games are against playoff teams.
Well,
so 49ers I don't want to say
real beat up though. No Bosa, no Garoppolo. Yeah. Like, they're real beat up.
Mozart has an injury.
Mozart started.
We won money off him a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But
I will always have a soft spot in my heart. It was the Super Bowl. I will always have a soft spot for him.
Look at what you've done to me. Now I hear guys' names and think about how much money I've earned off of them. Super Bowl over on that guy. He was amazing. But
that was a great bet.
In my heart of hearts, I can't tell a Dolphin fan the Dolphins turned the corner knowing that they're about to go play the Seattle Seahawks in 10 days, because they're really going to test you. I don't think Jaguars tested this defensive front getting sacks. You know, they struggled to get pressure in the first two games, and when they get four last night, the secondary looked great. The running game looked great. Fitzy looked like a Pro Bowler. I can't say that's what we expect to see over the next, 13 weeks. I just can't. I can't lie to people like that.
All right, let's get headlines here real quick from Alejandro Solana.
The Dolphins did win 31-13. Interesting from last night. Pretty remarkable. Fitzpatrick becomes the first player since at least the 1950s to record at least one victory for six different teams against a single opponent. So he's beaten the Jaguars as the quarterback of six different teams.
That's incredible. That is longevity right there.
That's a hell of a stat. That's crazy.
Then he flexed on him with his hamburger meat out the entire postgame show on national
flex
TV.
Flex on him, Fitzy. Yeah. Flex on him.
I love this guy, man.
Me too.
Tonight.
Except when he's throwing picks.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Tonight,
very fickle. We're very fickle.
Life of an athlete. Don't worry about it.
That's right. You're right.
Game five is tonight, guys. Heat Celtics. It could be the closeout game in five for Miami. Their first trip to the NBA Finals since 2014. And
what are you saying? Tonight could be a five-game foot long.
Five game gentlemen sweep.
For the Miami Heat.
Five game gentlemen sweep.
For the Miami Heat.
Go ahead, Solana.
The Marlins, they beat the Braves 4-2 yesterday. Big win for the Fish.
They needed that one.
Their final three games of the season. It's against the Yankees tonight, 7:05
Los Yankees. Let's get to the playoffs, Marlins.
Game two is tomorrow, Saturday at 1:05 p.m., and then game three on Sunday. Could decide the fate of the Fish if games one and two don't go their way. That'll be at 3:05 p.m. on Sunday. Dale.
Oh, 3:05? You think we're going to lose a game that starts at 3:05? Get out of here with that nonsense.
Dale.
Tomorrow doesn't start at 3:05, but it starts at 7:30. UMFSU tomorrow night.
Hey. You think Miami's going to lose a game that starts at 7:30?
Dale.
I mean, they have. There's no question.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
plenty of them. I think they lost 55 to nothing in one of those, but don't worry about it.
No, that was a noon kickoff. Trust me. Yeah. Trust me. I was there.
How dare you?
Also, tomorrow.
Hater.
1 p.m. tomorrow, FIU kicks off versus Liberty, the Panthers' first game of the season. And also tomorrow.
Pause up, Papa.
Yeah, man. And also tomorrow, UF plays their first game of the season against Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin and the boys.
All right. Well, SEC getting in action. SEC beginning this weekend. Yeah.
Ranked fifth in the nation, but kickoff is at noon because nobody cares about Florida.
Fifth in the nation. Haven't done anything.
No. I'm not okay with being fifth in the nation and never playing a game. So y'all are hurting my feelings. I think it's ridiculous.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he said today that he expects a, quote, full Super Bowl in Tampa this February.
All right, February. There you go. Full Super Bowl.
No. They'll just lie to you. They'll just lie to you and then you figure it out later on.
Full of COVID. Where's the rim shot? How dare you leave me hanging that way?
Think about what the Pac-12 did. No football. Oh, you can play football? Okay, football. They know what they can do. They do whatever the hell they want to.
Right.
Tell you this, do that, tell you that.
Oh, you're playing? Yeah, we're playing too. How about that? Oh, you're playing a 10-game conference schedule? We're playing 12-game conference schedule.
2020 got a built-in lie for everybody. You could lie about anything in 2020.
Lies are celebrated. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Quickly, your weather right now, 81 degrees, mostly cloudy in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 76. That's your weather.
Professional sports handicapper Lee Sterling, he is going to join us here momentarily. We'll get some winners.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. And trust me, guys, they're the best. I'm a customer. I talk about them on radio, but I'm a proud customer of J&K. I had that spot we all hate to see on the ceiling. It got bigger day two. Day three, it hit the wall. I had to call Donnie, the owner of J&K Roofing, and told him I got a problem. He sent out the best workers with the best material and had me set in about a day and a half, and that's how Donnie says they stay on top for over 41 years. Highly skilled workers. I'm telling you, they're on time, they're respectful, they're professional, and the material. Shingle roofs, metal roofs, tile roofs, gravel roofs, clay barrel roof, which I never heard of before. They had it all. They have the best material, the best workers put it in. What more can you ask for than quality service, safety, and health? And that's what J&K gives you. And if you have any roofing questions right now, you have to have an assessment with J&K Roofing. Let them come out and check it out, because the financing offers you can get right now through Y-Green will drop your draws. Drop your jaw. Drop everything you can. In addition, it's a perfect time to get...
Drop my drawers. I mean, sounds like a good deal and all, but.
And he muted himself. He doesn't even know it.
What
you
happened?
Muted yourself, Crowder.
You muted yourself.
Oh, boy.
He's probably still doing the commercial, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Crowder, you're on mute. All right. Well, that about does that. Maybe he dropped his draws. So what do we do? Go to break?
I mean, you want to talk about J&K dropping your draws? I mean,
no.
Okay.
All right. You think he passed out?
Should we call somebody?
I don't know.
Get Asia on the line.
What happened? Did you mute yourself?
I knocked my whole mic stand down. I knocked everything off my desk. Who meant
with
to say
after,
who
with everything say after you dropped your drawers? Like you dropped your drawers and then you knocked everything off the desk? You're packing heat.
Desmond really liked this show, huh?
The J&K deals are great, but they're not going to make you drop your drawers. I don't know where that came from.
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness. But y'all got to get to J&K Roofing, the skilled workers, the material, the best in the business. Rainy hurricane season are here. We live in South Florida. Y'all know what we're dealing with. Get that roof done. Give J&K Roofing a call today at 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, give J&K Roofing a call. And J&K Roofing knows that we're all in this thing together.
My text, was this planned? No. Planned. Somebody says this is the best thing I've heard all week. All right, Lee Sterling is coming up next. His picks will be so good you'll drop your drawers. Huh? That's next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Did you not want an upsy downsy? I'm using lotion.
Hock and Crowder.
Crowder just dropped his drawers.
Boy, this song gets my drawers dropping for some reason.
All right, so here's why Solana's a hero. Do you know this story, Crowder? Because you weren't on the air with us yesterday, but you've probably seen it play out on social media.
Social media surprised me this morning, and my man Alejandro Solana, boy, you doing something special.
He is my dude. So dude, Solana, dude. We covered this yesterday. Donna was filling in for Crowder. Crowder was doing the Dolphins pregame show. Solana, just to bring you up to speed, he watches game 3 of the Miami Heat series with Boston with his girlfriend. And he had not watched a game with her during these playoffs. She is a nurse. She's always working. She's studying. She's a student as well. And very rarely does she get free time. So they haven't seen each other a lot, especially during COVID when, you know, things were crazy in South Florida, you know, in March, April, May. And, you know, his girlfriend was working nonstop in the hospital and they didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to be around her and catch the virus in case she contracted it and whatnot. So they relished their opportunities to get together. So Solana watches game 3 with her. And what happens? Heat lose. Mm-hmm. And they had only lost once prior in the playoffs, but he had not watched a single game with her. So they were winning at a pretty good clip when Solana was not watching Heat games with her. So, Solana, you tell her for game 4. She's off work. She wants to be with you. She wants to come over to your house. And you told her flat out no. She thinks you're joking, right, at the beginning?
She thought it was a foregone conclusion. Oh, I'm coming over tonight to watch the game again. And I kind of had to break it to her. And I was trying to, you know, really, really delicately explain the severity of the situation. She just thinks I'm a crazy person, though. So I explained it to her very laymanly, like, you're not coming over tonight.
In your mind, the Heat victory, because you're part of Heat Nation, the Heat victory was more important than spending time with your 2-year girlfriend.
That night, yes.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, regardless. Yeah.
Fellas, I have to side with Valentino on this one. The occupancy in the Solana house has nothing to do with the 37 points that Tyler Hero scored.
That's where you're wrong, and that's why you don't understand. It's a Heat thing, and you wouldn't understand. Just, so here's
everything
so,
I don't understand anything.
Yes, if you don't agree with me, you don't understand. That's how I roll. If you don't agree with me, you just don't understand. So obviously he doesn't watch the game with her, and the Heat win. Right. And Solana, this is a text exchange with his girlfriend, Valentina, and he posts this on social media. The text exchange is, it worked. She says, what did? He says, you know. She says, I don't like it. He says, but it worked. She says, I guess I'll never see a game with you again. He says, this team needs me. We all have to play our part. If this is what it takes, I'm willing to make that sacrifice. She responds, you're a psycho, bro, literally. Literally in all caps. And Solana responds with, no, I have the guts. And it is just brilliant. It's brilliant. So Solana tweets out the screenshot of this text thread with his girlfriend. And people are retweeting it and liking it, and it's picking up a little bit of steam. And then the Miami Heat retweet it to 4.7 million followers. And they write, sacrifice. It's what we do around here. Hashtag heat culture. And Solana's on top of the world, right? The Heat have right now, he's the biggest Heat fan we know.
Oh, by
and
far.
The Heat now have recognized that he's got the Heat culture, that he's the human embodiment of whatever this Heat culture is. And you'd think it couldn't get better than that, and it does.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him who said something, Hawk. Don't tell
Dwayne
him.
Dwayne Wade from Robbins, Illinois, tweets out to his 9 million followers, "This is the best thing I've heard all day." And it is Solana's text exchange with his girlfriend, Valentina. And to top it off, this tweet that has gone viral, that has been recognized by the Miami Heat and by Dwayne Wade, a tweet that has been recognized as showing what Heat culture is by our own Alejandro Solana. We went to the lab in my t-shirt website, honkedofflikeagoose.com, and have created a shirt that just says, "Solana has the guts." And all Heat fans should be wearing this shirt to show Alejandro Solana what he means to Heat Nation by taking one for the team, disappointing his girlfriend in order for Heat fans to see a victory where the Heat are now one win away from the NBA Finals. Everyone should be sporting the Solana Has the Guts t-shirt. It happens to be a good-looking shirt as well.
Yeah.
And it's at honkedofflikeagoose.com. And as the kicker, Alejandro Solana gets 100% of the proceeds of the sales of these shirts. So there you go. He got deputized by the Heat as being a minister of Heat culture. He got recognized by Dwayne Wade as being the epitome of Heat culture. And Solana now has been forever immortalized in a t-shirt. And I have to tell you, when people are allowed back into the American Airlines Arena and you can root for your Heat, and we know Solana has been purchasing Heat season tickets for the longest. He is there every game, proud as hell. If he's walking around that concourse one day and he sees a couple of people wearing Solana Has the Guts t-shirts, this guy's life will be made. But I'm not kidding you. Solana, you brought it strong. People recognized it. You earned it. You deserve it. You have to feel good. When Dwayne Wade retweeted that, was that just a highlight of your life?
I couldn't believe it. But I must say, Hawk, as happy as I am with how things have gone, as glorious as that Dwayne Wade endorsement was, the work is not over. There is still...
This is a real athlete, Crowder. This is a real competitor. Speak, Solana.
There is still work to be done tonight. I am calling upon all of Heat Nation. I have sacrificed a lot, not just that night spending time with my girlfriend. Let me tell you, I am sacrificing a lot because I don't think I'll be spending any quality time with my girlfriend for many months.
No dropping of the draws.
Okay. So, we all have an obligation. Make sure you play your role. Understand what needs to be done tonight. Every single one of you, because the Heat need to win tonight in five. We'll all do it together as a city, as a fan base. This is important. Do not let this organization down. Do not let Pat Riley
down.
We
follow your lead, man. You are leading this charge. We have to follow your lead because Solana has the guts, Crowder.
He has the guts. I'm proud of you, Solana, man. Sacrificing it all, bro.
Yep.
Now that you're single, you could come on up and watch a game with me. And be like, yeah, you ain't nothing better to do.
I just got a text that Cheetah is going to be opening soon, so I'll take you over there. It is such a great story. Honkedofflikeagoose.com if you want to rep Solana on your chest. Solana has the guts. I am so delighted by it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Batman.
Hawk and Crowder.
Here we go. 5 o'clock. Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday. It is such a big Friday. Oh, my God.
He canes. Dolphins got him a win big time.
Marlins and the Yankees.
Marlins.
Crank it up, Solana. Get him. Drop your draws.
Drop your draws. And your jaws. Drop everything. Drop whatever you
Crowder,
got to drop.
Are you dropping your draws?
I'm naked, baby. I'm naked right now.
Solana, are you dropping your draws?
They're off. They are off.
Jennifer, pants update.
They're dropped.
They're dropped. We got ourselves a 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour party. And you got a Heat game night tonight. Crowder, do you have the guts?
If you got the
I
guts.
I have the guts.
He's got the guts. Solana, I know you got the guts, baby.
All I've got are guts.
Yes. Jennifer, do you have the guts?
My guts are oozing.
She's got oozing guts. Get her oozing. To a doctor.
No, don't take her to a doctor. Take her to watch the Heat game.
Take her to watch the Heat game. Just don't ooze on people. Don't ooze your guts on people. Nobody wants your guts oozing on them.
I'll try.
Ooze on Hawk. Ooze on Hawk.
No, don't ooze on me.
How are your draws?
My draws are in the pool. When Desmond Howard said he liked our show, I had to go jump in the cold pool. I left my draws in there.
And they're tiny whities because he's 51.
And they used to be white. Oh. Because I'm 51.
What?
They're supposed to be white because I was 51.
I'm going to call Lori.
Oh, my God.
You know what I have to say? Solana sacrifice. He's sacrificing for the Heat. With his girlfriend now, because if y'all didn't hear the story earlier, Solana is not watching the games with his girlfriend because game 3, we lost when he watched it with his girlfriend. Guys, I'm doing the same, but the opposite. I'm not sacrificing because in the first half of Heat games, I only drink Funky Buddha hard seltzer. But at halftime, I put the hard seltzer down and go to Hop Gun. That's my sacrifice because I have guts. Yes.
So Solana, I mean, you know, he's 25. His girlfriend, she's about your age, I'm guessing.
Yeah, she's a couple months older, but yeah, same age.
I mean, the Heat victory, like, it's a weekend, and she wants to watch the Heat with you. And it is an aphrodisiac. That is guaranteed sex. You realize Solana is giving up guaranteed sex in order to ensure Miami Heat victories. I'm telling you, you deserve all the applause that you're getting. You deserve the tweet from Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat and the T-shirt on honkedofflikeagoose.com. You deserve it all. You are. How many people would forego sex for a Heat victory? Not a lot.
Not Solana. Many Heat fans, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's it, Solana. Maybe Solana's better at Heat fandom than sex, and he just wants to play to his strengths.
Listen, I have no doubt he's better at Heat fandom than sex, because I don't think anyone can be better than him at Heat fandom. It's not a knock on your sex abilities, Solana.
I tried to take a shot, but Hawk, you're right. He is.
Yeah.
He's the big – Hawk, you say it all the time, and he is the biggest Heat fan I know.
He proved it, right? I mean, he proved it with this. Yeah, that is just fantastic. All right.
What's the guy that runs around and yells on the mic? Solana kills him.
Uptown Dale?
Oh, he's got nothing on you. That dude's
Uptown
got nothing
Solana.
On you. Nothing
That's what they need to
you.
Call him, Uptown Solana.
Well, he should be calling you for information.
Here's why I have to stop you guys. As a minister of Heat culture, Uptown Dale slander is just not allowed. It's not allowed on
All right.
my watch,
okay.
gentlemen. Okay,
All right. That's right. You're the minister.
Especially
the minister.
On the eve of a Game 5 closeout right. Eastern Conference Championship right. victory.
What are you saying? A 5-game foot long?
Five game, gentlemen, sweet.
for the Miami Heat.
Five games.
Here she comes.
For the Miami Heat.
There's a person without pants.
Ooh. No pants.
All right, let's get headlines. This is a fun night. You got Heat and Celtics tonight, game five. And then tomorrow, Canes FSU. And you got Marlins Yankees, which could be a magic number game for the better be a magic number game because the season's going to end. Go ahead, Solana. What are the headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour?
So tonight's game, 8:30 tip-off. You can watch the game on ESPN, but also you can listen on 790, the ticket, home of your Miami Heat.
Correct.
7:15, the pregame show will begin. Tommy Tighe, Jonathan Zaslow, and then Mike Inglis and Ruth Riley Hunter will have your call for the
Mike
game.
Mike Inglis going to join us next, by the way. We're going to do 15 minutes of Heat this hour as we approach tip-off.
Also tonight, the Marlins are in action at 7:05, so about 2 hours from now. It's a first of three-game series against the Yankees, the final three games of this 60-game season for the Miami Marlins.
And it's been a fun 60-game season. I'm not lying. Marlins have entertained. What did I say at 2 o'clock when we came on the air? The Dolphins gave us pleasure last night, right? We got pleasure from the Dolphins. The Marlins, they surprised us this season, right? We got fun and excitement and interest out of the Marlins. We didn't expect that.
No. They usually have, what is it, 162?
162 games.
In 60 games, they swung us from joking about them to talking about them, to be honest.
Yep, 100% correct.
Not only that, you had guys like Bob Nightingale declaring the season over for the Marlins, that they should end their season because they ruined baseball for everybody. And like the narratives against the Marlins at the beginning of the season were really bad, and this team
you
overcame
talk about,
every
overcoming adversity. Yeah. They absolutely did this season.
Koopa Loop.
Pillows. Koopa Loop.
We got Ses Ditos. We got all the boys now. Come on. That's six.
Noche de sexto. Noche de sexto.
It was a noche de sexto the other night after my song.
Let's not revisit that.
7:30 p.m. I mean, could that tweet have come at a better time? I mean, I put out the biggest dud possibly in my radio career, which is saying a lot. And
noche de sexto. We all have to put our pants back on. We have to put on three pair of pants.
Bro,
everybody put your pants on. Everybody put extra pants on.
Still ain't wearing draws, though.
Tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., it's UM versus FSU, the rivalry here at Hard Rock Stadium.
Hey, by the way, we just spoke with Desmond Howard in the last segment. Barry Jackson has tweeted out from the Miami Herald. Kirk Herbstreit has said he has come into contact with COVID-19. He has tested negative, but to be safe, he's going to call the UM-FSU game from his home in Nashville. So play-by-play man Chris Fowler will be at Hard Rock Stadium, but Kirk Herbstreit will be calling the game from Nashville, and I'm guessing he will be doing College Game Day in the morning from Nashville while Chris Fowler and Desmond Howard are at Hard Rock Stadium. I don't know about Lee Corso. He's been doing it from his backyard, but he lives in South Florida, so maybe he'll come there. I don't know.
Lee don't need to be around anybody. Lee needs to worry about Lee's health. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And he better be putting on that Sebastian hat when he makes the picks. Let's go.
I think he will. But if they're not coming to the game, that makes them safer because they can avoid the De'Aaron King fireworks that are about to go on.
Fireworks, look out!
I love this spread, man. I'm enjoying watching this Lashley spread.
You know I love offense. That is fun for me. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. Also tomorrow in the college football world, locally here, FIU will take on Liberty. I'm stoked about that. 1 p.m. kickoff.
Pause up, Papa. He is not only a big Heat fan, he is a big FIU Panther fan.
Wouldn't give up sex for FIU Panther win, though. I got to be honest.
Understood.
Yeah, I mean, we totally got it. We got our Super Bowl last year. Beat the Canes.
Totally understood.
Those Gators better not ask me to do anything like that because they are in trouble.
And speaking of the Gators, they do play tomorrow. Their first game, the SEC, begins tomorrow. They'll play Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin and the boys, at 12 noon.
Yep.
We're top five right now and haven't played.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
I don't know what's happening anymore. Like, I understand a preseason top five where no one's played, but you've got teams that have two games, like the Hurricanes. How can a team that has not played be ranked number five?
They made a song about this. They spell it out, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Well,
you got to respect the Gators.
I can't even argue that. I can't even argue that. That comes from a place of – I mean, what's Clemson?
Number one.
Are they number one? Yeah.
Yeah, Clemson won, Bama 2, everybody knew that. But, yeah, no, I think some people will sneak up on them this year, Hawk, including those Gators. Y'all don't play songs when I say stuff about the Gators. You guys just – it just kind of – it just falls off.
Listen, you can go do a show in Gainesville. Have fun with that. This hour brought to you by Zaxby's.
To get 17 cents an hour, I'm good. I'm a chill. I'm a chill right down here.
The 5 o'clock Zaxby's salad hour is always a great time on – Gainesville 101, the voice of Gainesville.
I would have to take 45 cases of Funky Buddha up there. I don't even know if they sell it. got a plan in advance.
All right, anything else, Alana?
Yeah, guys, Sunday, Inter-Miami. They'll look to bounce back after a pretty tough loss on Wednesday against the New York Red Bulls. They play the Philadelphia Union.
That's an evergreen highlight. You could just load that up in the holster. The Inter Miami looking to avenge something, just come on, it's happening to this team.
It's at 7:30 on Sunday. These sports updates were brought to you by the 2020 Census. Commissioner Steve Bobo, he's asking for your participation in the 2020 Census. It ensures Miami-Dade County gets the funding it needs for hospitals, schools, transportation, and other vital services and programs. Complete the census today at my2020census.gov.
All right, you got any weather?
Yeah, guys, right now about 20% chance of rain in South Florida. That'll increase, though. We're going to see some showers later tonight. That's your weather.
I don't want to put you on the spot here. Do you know what the weather is going to be tomorrow night at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, for the Canes FSU game?
So my weather app only gives me a 24-hour whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And right now it's 5.
You don't have a weather app that's got a 10-day forecast?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Everyone but it just I don't actually open up the weather app to do the weather.
What did you ask about, Hawk? I could tell you. I have every hour for the next 7 days on my
phone.
Yeah,
what's the weather going to be like for Canes FSU in Miami Gardens tomorrow?
You want like the thing or?
I'm looking at it now. Tomorrow night, Miami.
Well, if I didn't want the actual thing, what would I be at? Like, what would be my option?
I mean, a 20% chance of rain always works for me.
You know what? He's not off.
That's why I said it always works. If it works, it works.
It's a 30% chance of rain. It's going to be right around the low 80s at game time. But, yeah, Solana, right. You weren't far off, bro. Good guess.
Look at you, Solana. Solana is just feeling himself, man. And deservedly so, man. You are killing it. Just a time of your life. All right. Anything else?
I mean, you want another fake weather reporter? I mean, I don't know.
I guess that's it. All right.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You nailed it. Hawk and Crowder. That is our Friday final segment song. A little Houdini on your Funky Buddha happy hour. Let's go.
The freaks are coming out at 8:30. Bam out of Bayou. Tyler Hero,
hope
Duncan,
so.
Yes,
talk
man,
about
Buckets,
it.
My man, the Dragon, the Freaks are coming out about 8:30 tonight, baby.
Love it. I love
yes.
it. So it is a Heat game night, and you will hear the game on 790, the ticket. Solana is being loved on the text machine for his Heat fandom, and deservedly so. Line is up to 3.5 tonight. Heat is plus 3.5 now. So money is coming in on Boston. People believe that this is going to be a Boston game.
Solana talked about it earlier. The Heat have been dogs every game this series, and they're up 3-1. And they're dogs tonight. It's crazy.
Jimmy Butler over-under tonight. See if you like any of these. Jimmy Butler over-under on points is 20.5.
Hmm.
I don't think I could bet an over on him just because he doesn't love that. He doesn't, no, you know, he doesn't live for scoring. We know that.
No, he wants to play a team game. Yeah, I can't. I hope they have a Crowder prop because I think Crowder goes off tonight.
They do not.
Because Crowder's not scored. I think Crowder
he had a bad game. He had a bad game four. Yeah.
What are they talking about the Dragons going to do?
19.5 is the over-under on Goran. Oh,
I like over on that.
How about over-under on Goran Dragic, three-point field goals made is set at 2.5, so he'd have to hit 3.
Mm. Is he going to be the shooter?
The trigger on that. I don't know.
I can't.
Man.
I just Tyler's going to shoot, and then they got to try to get Duncan off. I like Dragon's point.
I mean, they're
going to
double Tyler, though, right? I mean, if you're Brad Stevens, aren't you saying to yourself, "I'm not letting that kid beat me again"?
Yeah, but Duncan had. I mean, Hero had like a what was it, about a 10-minute stretch of beautiful basketball. But
You see that he can cause damage single-handedly, driving, pulling up from three. Like I'm wondering if I'm Brad Stevens, if I go, I'm not letting him beat me again, or if I'm saying, yeah, let's see the rookie beat me again. Like I wonder which track, Solana, which track would you take?
I think there's a healthy balance in between, right? It's not let's game plan for Tyler Hero to avoid him going off for 37. Look, Tyler Hero's not going to have 37 again tonight. But at the same time, yeah, like pay attention to the scouting report. Remember, he has his stuff going. Like you can't let off the gas. I think what Heat fans are most excited for tonight is if they are going to be pressuring and worrying so much about Tyler Hero to avoid a rookie dropping, you know, 30-plus points on you again, that's going to open up Duncan Robinson and Jay Crowder and give them more room tonight.
Because, and those guys have to hit their shots. Though.
Right, definitely. Those guys had 6 points combined. Each of them had 3 points last game, and the Heat won, which is, seriously, that's incredible given how important Duncan has been to this team throughout the entire season. Before the playoffs,
I love the fact that they made that big point of, you know, Duncan, you have to shoot. You got to take your shots. They broke into his post-game press conference. Shoot the ball. And I got to feel they're all, like, after that last game, they're like, yeah, and not so much anymore, Dunk. Know your role, kid.
But guys, you're talking about Brad Stevens, right? Like Brad Stevens with Jimmy Buckets, with Jimmy, who's the best, or our best player. I don't know, you know, if you can argue that. But then Dragic would have to be he's my playoff MVP. So you have those two guys, and you're dwelling on Tyler and Duncan, two babies. I think I'm with Solana where they just run their defense. You can't if they double team Tyler Hero tonight, I would be extremely surprised.
Our friend Kendrick Perkins, who is leading the Heat bandwagon, he and Solana, I mean, have shown themselves to be two very worthy fans. Kendrick Perkins tweeted out, it's time for Brad Stevens to step up his game because right now Eric Spoelstra is coaching circles around him. Carry on. I love what he said. Carry on.
Bro, 100%.
But he is. He's embarrassing him, right? I think he's embarrassed. Yes. He embarrassed. Who is the Indiana coach that got fired?
I can't remember his name.
Solana, you know.
Yeah, we already forgot his name.
I can see his ugly little face, but I can't. He's weird. He looks like you would check his browser history and be upset. Man, what's
somebody texted in 786-360-790. The heck is the name of the Indiana coach? He got fired.
Nate McMillan. There we go.
Doesn't
he look like wouldn't you be scared to check his browser history? Like, seriously, come on now.
Like, who at work would you be scared to check their browser history? It's got to be Dan Day, right?
Dan Day, yeah, hands down, Dan Day.
Like, he's on a whole different web. It's not even the web that we know. It's just a whole different web.
Number two is Len.
Len. Yeah.
Len's number two. I don't know what's on there, but I just think it'd be weird.
Antoine's got some weird stuff on his browser history.
I know what's on Antoine.
Ed.
BBW.
He ain't lying. I know a lot of listeners don't know Antoine.
BBW.
And I'll tell you, the way that Solana's getting frozen out by his girlfriend now, he may have that on his browser as well, because you know Solana's down with it.
And he's number three, because I think Solana's into some weird stuff. girls with Duncan Robinson jerseys on. What? Why would you want to see that, huh?
Goran Dragic, over under on assists, is 4.5. Bam Adebayo on points is 17.5.
I'd take the under on that tonight.
I like the over Bam's on that under? As well. No, I like the over.
Hmm. I like the over too, man.
He got hurt.
I think we got to go. I think Jimmy. I'm with you, Hawk. Jimmy scares me. I think our pick is between Bam or Dragic over. I think I guarantee one of those two are going over.
I like the Bam over. I do like that 17.5. I mean, that's around his average, right? Solana's got to be like 16 or 17, right?
Yeah, I mean that's and he scored 20 last game. I'm hesitant to go over in a game like tonight because I think points are going to be hard to come by. He's going to be playing defense at such a high level. And don't forget, he hurt his offhand, not his shooting hand, but that'll still affect your confidence.
You know what? You're right. Yeah. I totally forgot about the wrist injury. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he said he's good. Look, he said he's
good.
No,
I get it. But, I mean, he literally wasn't using that arm at the end of the game.
It looked like it was dead. So
yeah, he could say he's good all he wants. It was like Mr. right. Deeds and his dead foot. Like, he was just dragging it around.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the one thing about betting an over is the guy has no ability to shoot.
Yeah, I think Dragic then. I think let's do Dragic over 19.5. What do you think about, we talked about this earlier, the first quarter. Celtics are -2 for the first quarter. You think they come out strong?
Bro, you're the favorite. You've been the favorite in 4 straight games, and you're the favorite in game 5, and you come out lackadaisical. I think it can't. I love the Celtics over in the first quarter, but I'll be honest, if we want to bet the Heat to win the game, I'm with that too, because we've seen it doesn't matter how much they're down by in the third or fourth quarter, they're going to make it a game. They made it. People forgot. They made it a damn game in game 3.
Right,
that
where they weren't in it at all. All of a sudden,
hell
it was a game.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
It was like, what, 5 or 6 point deficit, and then the Boston Celtics took off? Bro, I think we got a peg on this series.
Right. And we're definitely going to bet the Hurricanes tomorrow, right? We're betting Hurricanes -11?
Let's get it in, because I would anticipate that goes up before game time.
I think it goes up as well. And Crowder, if you listen to the beginning of the show, Crowder has been on fire. 4 out of his last 4. He texted us before the Dolphins. If you were listening around this time yesterday, you heard it. He texted, let's take the Dolphins and the Dolphins money line. And Dolphins, we talked about it at 2 o'clock. I mean, from wire to wire, they were in control of that game last night.
Outclassed. We haven't said that a lot about the Dolphins in the last 2, 3, 4, 10 years. Outclassed. They outclassed the Jaguars last night. They did.
Somebody says, Kendrick Perkins is not Heat culture compared with Solana. That's like comparing a puddle to an ocean. Look at you, Solana. Solana, you are a hero. A hero.
Still work to be done, everybody.
Still work to be done. What? You want to get him in 5, the gentleman's sweep, a 5-game footlong.
5-game gentleman's sweep
for the Miami Heat.
5-game gentleman's sweep
for the Miami Heat.
Where are the Solomon Hill props? Over on all of them.
We didn't even talk about that.
You're talking about Frederick Douglass? Yeah, Frederick don't need no numbers.
Teen Wolf? Man, when they checked Teen Wolf in, I said, Spo's doing it. He's doing it. Teen Wolf coming in.
He doesn't jump as high as Michael J. Fox, though. It's something weird.
You know what he looked like to me? I'm not even joking. You ever saw the movie Us? He looked like a tether. Right? He looked like Solomon Hill's tether. Like you know what I'm saying? Right? Because the tethers underneath the funhouse, like they were a little out of it, looked a little crazy, like they were almost that was Solomon Hill's tether that checked in.
So game 4, Solomon eats raw rabbits.
Yes. That's right. If you saw the movie Us, it's funny as hell. I don't know a lot of people that are getting the joke, but if you saw it, it's funny as hell. What a show. What a week of shows. And if you missed any of it, use the radio.com and the rewind feature. Use the radio.com app. Use the rewind feature. We had Desmond Howard today. Lee Sterling gave you some picks for the weekend. We visited Viva Hawk Vegas with Jen and Dono. We talked with Mike Inglis there from the Heat Radio broadcast. The best interview that I think we did all week, there were two of them. Desmond Howard today was great. Gus Frerot a couple days ago was unbelievably good. And you can get all those on our podcast. Go to radio.com or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Download Hockman and Crowder. We would appreciate it. That'll do it for us. Hurricane Rewind with Joe Zagacki is coming up on 560 WQAM The Joe, and the Heat pregame show begins at 7:15 on 790 The Ticket. So go Heat, go Canes, go Marlins. Everybody have a great and safe weekend, and we will speak with you el lunes.
Oh, damn, my guts are oozing. Drop your draw.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.